Sharon D on the Self Love with Sharon D hour. And today, how are you feeling out there? It's getting a little bit blue, isn't it? The mornings are getting that bit darker and the evenings are drawing in. Well, it's actually a thing that we have in the summer. Some people suffer from something called SAD, which is seasonal affective disorder. And I have joined me today, Monica Jackman, counsellor and life coach, to give her tips and information about SAD this morning. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
I'm actually great. I'm actually good. It is muckier out there and my white pants are now not white after the dog jumping on me this morning. But right. Other than that, I'm feeling good. How good. Are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. It is sunny today in the sunny southeast, so I'm sorry for other people who are not having that nice day that we're having here, but yeah, everything is good here, Sharon.
Yeah. Good, good. So we're talking today, Monica, about SAD, because it is something that affects a lot of people, and some people might not even know why they're feeling the way they're feeling.
Yes, that's very true. And as you said, some people have SAD in the summertime. It's a lesser amount of people, but some people are happy now when the winter comes around and they can, be inside and not have to socialise as much. It can take some pressure off them. But the winter people that have SAD, it is the winter blues, we call it, or winter depression. And that's about 1 in 15 people in Ireland, which is about 7% of people, which is quite a lot of people. And that's outside of kind of depression that people would have, you know, for other reasons. And the reason for it is not fully understood, but it is linked to reduced exposure to light during the winter. And also our circadian rhythm, which is our natural body clock, is disrupted because our brains are designed to wake up with sunlight. And then, you know, when we don't have that sunlight in the morning, you know, we are disrupted, even though, you know, it might be nice sometimes not to wake with sunlight, but it's not good for a lot of people. It can be very difficult for people who would normally suffer from depression, or for people who are going through a bereavement, people who are away from their home because of war, or other dangers, the homeless, and people like that who can't really control their environment around them and try to get the light that they need.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is incredible because, as you say, it affects so many people. So it's okay while some people can afford to go off for a bit of winter sun and have a boost, or, you know, invest in light therapy and light boxes, all that kind of thing. Not everyone can. But I think it's really interesting to learn that if you are feeling this way, that this is, you know, quite a high percentage of people, this is a normal reaction in the winter. And to be honest, I don't think I suffer completely from it, but I definitely get out of bed earlier in the summer, you know, when it's bright and warm, and jump out of bed. And I definitely find myself in the winter cozy and in front of the fire, so much so that this year I've made a special effort to take on different activities in the evening, which is going to mean I'm going to push myself out of my comfort zone and out of the warm fire.
Absolutely, and that's so important because, you know, lack of social contact and that also contributes to SAD. It's not just the sunlight, because we are meeting people probably less in the winter time, and maybe we still have a bit of, you know, the pandemic is still around. A lot of people are nervous about socialising inside, and they were able to socialise more maybe in the summer. So if you can go, as you said, out in the night, or go to a night class, or pick an activity or an interest that's going to drive you out, you know, from the fire and that. And then the other side of that is a lot of people don't have their fire on this year yet because of the rising cost of fuel. So that's another thing that's causing dread for people with this winter coming up, and it's a great worry for people as well.
Absolutely. And it's not as simple as saying, I mean, sometimes obviously one of the things that does help us with is our own lifestyle and how we measure our own lifestyle, manage our own lifestyle, something like exercising. It's easy said, Marge, when you're looking at the gloomy wet evening, it's not as easy to push yourself. But I would say, and I'm a reluctant exerciser. Everyone that knows me knows that I give out about exercising the whole time. I don't get this natural high and buzz that people seem to rave on about. But I do feel better after I actually push myself, wrap myself up, put on the raincoat, and get out for that walk.
It definitely helps, and to get out maybe even in the daytime at lunchtime, there's a little bit of winter sun, even if for people that can't walk or aren't able to walk, even just to stand outside or even to sit near a window if you're indoors and you can't get outside. Because for some people who have this quite severely, like any type of severe depression, they might not be able to do it. So for people that have, feeling sad most of the day, a persistent low mood, really low energy, having problems with sleeping, sugar cravings, having difficulty concentrating, irritability, losing interest in activities they enjoyed before, such as going out maybe for that walk or being outside, feeling hopeless, worthless or guilty, or having thoughts of not wanting to live. Some people at that severe end may need, some support through counselling or by going to the doctor. They may need antidepressants. As you said earlier, the light lamp, not everybody can afford it, or the foreign holiday, and they don't really work for everybody. And the foreign holiday is great while you're there, but we don't store serotonin in our brain. It's like vitamin C, it depletes, so we have to keep topping it up. So we do need that daily kind of activity or that daily bit of sunshine in order to keep that serotonin up, and also to reduce the melatonin, which goes along with sad as well. And melatonin is the hormone that helps us to sleep. And if we have a lot of melatonin and little serotonin, we're going to feel tired and sluggish. So it's not easy always to do the thing that we want to do, but some simple tips. I just give you some kind of simple tips that people can do.
Absolutely, because it's all about is it the hypothalamus gland that controls all these melatonin, serotonin, the body rhythm? So yeah, absolutely. If you have tips for us, that'd be
Absolutely.
great.
And the serotonin, when it hits the retina and the back of the eye, sorry now if I'm getting too technical, but when the serotonin hits the retina at the back of the eye, serotonin, when the sunlight hits the retina at the back of the eye, serotonin is produced. Now, I suppose that's why the light lamp will work for some people, but just getting outside will help. Sitting near a window if you're indoors, connecting with other people, talking about your feelings if you're feeling low and depressed, that will help as well. Even if it's caused by a lack of sunlight, talking about your feelings will help, to any trusted person. Doing things you enjoy, as you were saying earlier, going out for that walk, if that's what you enjoy, or a night class, or music, or something, that kind of de-stresses and that, to cut down the stress levels. Doing something creative, getting enough sleep if you can, trying to go to bed early, breathing exercises, and mindfulness, which is really just bringing yourself back to the present moment when there's anxiety and worrying about how is the winter going to go, how am I going to cope, how is Christmas going to be, and all of that. Just come back into the present moment and say, I'm okay, I'm here now, everything is okay now, just one day at a time. And also, there's lots of tips on the HSE website. There's a really, really nice, clear, helpful information on there. And there's free apps, there's links to a lot of information there on the HSE website. And just one other thing then, alcohol is a depressant. And as we know, we've heard over the last couple of years, a lot of people have turned more to alcohol and to food, during the pandemic, and alcohol is a depressant. So just if you notice that you're having a drink very regularly, maybe just to look and see, can I reduce it just a little bit? Or just see if my mood is worse the next morning after I've had a lot to drink. So they're my tips, Sharon. And as I said, there's a lot more on the HSE website and also on the Aware website.
Brilliant, yeah, absolutely. And I would just add one more thing to that. The tips are amazing. I feel that we can also sometimes trick our brain. So we can think thoughts that aren't actually happening, but we can make our brain think they are. And I think it's a bit harder, when you're in the cold and in the dark and you're feeling that gloom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if your mind can go back to summer memories or can go back to happier times, you're going to produce a hormone that's going to lift your mood as well, you know.
Yes.
So I just that, add that yeah. in as well. But
that's absolutely true. You're right there.
Yeah. But yeah, and it's about, you know, our body's internal clock. Mm. Sure, we have an internal clock. Of course we do. We can't deny that. Sometimes it's about finding out what's best for you. I find myself, I have that sleepy hormone kicking in with me during the daytime. I want to hibernate like a bear, you know. But I find if I do that, then at night, I probably took my rest during the day. So then I might suffer at night time with not being able to sleep when I want to. And then it gets into a circle. So it's all about working out what is right for you. For other people, that little power nap during the day is just the ticket in the winter.
Yeah, some people can do that. I'm like you. I just can't sleep in the middle of the day at all. If I did that, I'd be in trouble at night, exactly. But as you say, some people can do the power nap, and if it's 10 minutes, you don't go into that deeper sleep. And if you leave it longer than 10 or 15, you've gone into a deeper sleep, so it doesn't quite have the same effect. So some people will set the alarm, you know, for 10 or 15 minutes, and then they're ready to go again after that. But as you say, everybody is different. So that's why it's good to maybe to talk to somebody, you know, a doctor, you know, a counsellor, whoever, you know, a trusted friend, just to say, you know, I'm feeling this way, and maybe somebody could come up with some ideas and helpful ideas or tips that might help that person, because, as you said, everyone is different.
Absolutely.
What works for one won't work for another. But I think it is good to have this conversation that we're having, and just to say it is a real thing. It is happening. It is very real, and it's also very real for people who feel it in the summertime, and that there are things that you can do about it, and it doesn't store in the body. I think that's the main thing, really, to remember that it is to try and do some things on a daily basis to try and top up that serotonin.
Absolutely, because we do remember to recharge our phones. So just like that, we probably need to recharge our sunlight hours if we can. And as you say, even if it is exercising, even if it's exercising indoors but near a window, I never actually thought of that.
Yeah.
If you could do that much. For anyone out there that is struggling, just to give the Samaritan's helpline number, there is 116 123. You are not alone. There are people there to help you. And thank you so
and
much.
And I also have the Aware phone number here, if I could give
sure,
that.
Sure, please do, yeah.
Aware is 1800 80 48 48, and I'd say the Samaritan's Aware, there's lots of helplines there.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We're running to the ads as always. Thank you so much, Monica, for coming on this morning. That's Monica Jackman, counsellor and life coach, who sees a lot of different things at different times. So that's why we had her expertise on with us today. We'll be back just after these ads.